Com. With the local news, Sharon Alsett.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. The Central Indiana Community Foundation says this week it will update the numbers of the State Fair Victims Remembrance Fund. As of late Friday, the organization had received $107,000 in donations. That doesn't include the $300,000 to $500,000 expected from a concert last week. And Colts owner Jim Irsay was expected to donate at least $64,000 from Friday night's preseason game. The Indiana State Fair came to an end yesterday, 8 days after a fair stage roof collapse in which 6 people were killed. Vendors at the fair estimate sales may be down by as much as 25% due to decreased attendance following the tragedy. The Better Business Bureau in Northwest Indiana is warning individuals and business owners about an email scam. From Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lakeshore Bureau, Sharon Jackson reports.
Gail Zurek, director of the Better Business Bureau office in Merrillville, says the scammer, who is possibly operating from Atlanta, Georgia, is exploiting the organization's good reputation and innocent people.
There are fake emails coming from an address that's bbbupdate@post.com.
The email message basically says to the business owner that there is a pending rating or review about their business and that negative reviews or ratings can impact their business profile and become permanently visible to customers and clients. The email says to contact the scammer's notification department immediately for verification and validation of the alert.
It's something that if you were a business owner and you got that email, you obviously would want to respond to that very quickly because your good name is important, and that's something that we tell, as a Better Business Bureau, that's something we tell businesses all the time. So they're really capitalizing on both sides of that.
The BBB is working to track down and eliminate the scam and get the warning out. Zurich says in situations like this, the Better Business Bureau works with the Attorney General in the area where the crime is taking place to help stop it. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sharon Jackson.
With thefts of cell phones up, there's a call for mobile providers to do more to deter the crime.
New York Senator Charles Schumer says cell phone carriers can effectively put an end to a spike in mobile phone thefts by deactivating the phones themselves instead of just their data storage or SIM cards. He sent letters to AT&T, T-Mobile, and Nextel asking they follow Verizon and turn off stolen phones. 41% of all property crimes in New York City in the first half of this year were related to cell phones, and Schumer says they're easily resold on the black market. Julie Walker, New York.
Purdue researchers are developing a new smartphone app to help police quickly decode gang graffiti. Developers say the app could help police find hidden messages about a planned killing or a rival gang moving into a new territory. They expect the app to be ready by next year. Indiana State Police say a 76-year-old assistant Boy Scout leader has been stabbed to death during a hiking trip, and a suspect is being held on a murder charge. Authorities responded to a 911 call Sunday afternoon and found the scout leader, Arthur Anderson of Kokomo, bleeding from the neck. He died at the scene. 22-year-old Shane Golitko of Bunker Hill was arrested after a chase. Police said Golitko's mother had called 911 earlier to report that her son had attacked her and stabbed two dogs. Nothing said yet about a motive. And two Indianapolis police officers are recovering after being bitten by a man at a youth football game. IMPD says 27-year-old DeWan Wells faces at least 6 counts after his arrest over the weekend on the southeast side. Police say Wells rushed onto the field yelling profanities and was asked by the Football League's commissioner to leave. When he made the threats, several off-duty police officers approached him. Detective Scott Childrens first asked him to leave and then tried to arrest him. Wells allegedly bit the detective's arm and then the finger of Officer Tanika Poland. The officers received medical treatment at the scene. WFYI weather today and tomorrow sunny with highs near 83. Tonight mostly clear, low 59. Partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, or Wednesday rather, with a high of 90, and Thursday mostly sunny with a high of 87. Right now it's fair, 61 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. 634 in sports.